Welcome back, show 26. Lots to talk about this week. I have a new microphone. Yay, finally. Hopefully the audio quality is way better again. And it's going to make talking to you guys so much easier. So much less I'm going to have to fuss with in the editing. So this week's show number 26, is going to be a lot of metal music. A lot of different types of metal. I've been getting a lot of stuff from AMR, Astro Media Relations. John's been very fantastic about forwarding me entire albums, tracks, promos, videos, all kinds of great stuff. So thank you, John. I really appreciate it. So let's dive right in and listen to some fantastic music.
Thank you.
So that fantastically long track was by the band Unbeing. They are from Montreal. Yep, instrumental track. Definitely something a little bit different. Progressive metal, so not the loud screamo death metal, thrash metal that I played before. But definitely well worth listening to, I think. They do have their whole album. I decided to go with the opening track off the album. The musical quality of the first song, where it started off fairly soft and then picked up, really caught my interest, so that's why I played that one. This is their debut self-titled album, and it only came out a few weeks ago, October 1st, so congrats guys on finally getting out your first album. The song I played was Octo 8, and these guys have taken a while to get together. They've been a lot of changes in their lineup, apparently. Finally solidified their lineup and their name back in 2001. So there are five of them in the band. So you can follow these guys on Twitter at Unbeing Music. They are on Facebook. You can also check out their website at www.unbeingmusic.com. So, yeah, check them out. A lot of their tweets on Twitter are in French, so if you're not bilingual, you may have to translate some of them. So, let's see what we've got coming up next.
If we could shrink the Earth's population of over 6.5 billion people down to a single village consisting of 100 people with all the existing ratios the same, there would be 57 Asians, 8 Europeans, 21 Africans, and 14 people from the Western Hemisphere. There would be 70 non-Christians and 30 Christians. There would be no doctor, no nurse, no dentist, no hospital or clinic, and no school. There would be no safe drinking water. There would be no common language. There would be 70 people unable to read or write. There would be 50 people suffering from malnutrition. The entire food supply would depend entirely on outside sources. 6 people would possess 59% of the entire world's wealth. And all 6 would be U.S. citizens.
Just to bring it all down. Suck it, there, beat the bread. Hey, this is KC from Persist. We just got back from touring with Five Finger Death Punch on the West Coast. That was a great time. Now we're back in the studio trying to finish up our album. We've got an opportunity for our fans to get some great rewards and help us do this album. It's called PledgeMusic.com. You go on there, check it out. You can get some great things, T-shirts. You can be in a Persist video. We have all sorts of things on there. And we're hoping to get this album out in December. Looking at some distribution deals now, too. So lots of exciting things happening. Hopefully you can help out. Persist, and the world will listen.
So that last track there was from a band called All Else Fails. I have played this group before. This is from their new EP. It came out back on July 30th on Suicide Bride Records. The tracks actually came to me through AMR. Like I said, just about everything today I'm praying, if not everything, is coming from AMR. So thanks again, John. You're going to hear that a lot in the show. These guys are from Edmonton, Alberta, and they are on, I think they're on everything, Facebook, Twitter, all those fun places. So I have played them before. When John sent me the link to download the new album, I did. I've been a little lax in getting some of this stuff out and played. So this week has been a catch up on what I have not played. Normally I don't like a lot of the metal that has a lot of the screamo in it, but because they have a nice balance of great vocals as well as the screamo, I actually quite enjoy this group. So that track I played was, let me double check here, Anti-Mire, and the new album is called Fucktropolis. So if you enjoyed it, go check them out. So new news for me. I have been finding a lot of fantastic indie music that is not Canadian lately. Forwarded some stuff I was getting that wasn't Canadian onto a bunch of other podcasters because I didn't want to see it just vanish into the neverlands of the internet. And somebody commented, well, why don't you do another show? Like, well, I don't have space. I don't have like a web space. I don't have space on a server. I can't afford to pay for either of these. And, you know, when you put out things like that, sometimes great things happen. So I am going to be starting a second music show at some point in time in the next couple months, just working out all the details. I need to come up with a show name. I need to come up with a logo, and then I need to get that design. And then if there's any musicians out there that are feeling ambitious and want to hear their music played every week, I'll be looking for intro music for the show as well as a little outro. So feel free to write something up and send it to me if you think you might have a great idea or want to give me a handout and get your music out there. And as always, I am always looking for submissions for Insomnia Radio Canada, so you can send stuff in to me at chris@insomniaradio.net. You can follow me on Twitter at @IR_Canada. I do a lot of Music Monday tweets and Friday follows, so chances are if I play you, you're going to get a lot of those mentions out there on Twitter as well. So I think it's time for some more music. Let's see what I have coming up next. So that was a band called Death Toll Rising. That's from their album Infection Legacy, and I played track number 2, Judas Cradle. Normally I don't listen to a lot of this style of music, but I've been getting a lot in through AMR, so I've been getting to listen to a whole lot of it and then developing a bit of an appreciation for drummers. The opening for this is just absolutely insane. I'm really hoping he's got double bass kick pedals, because if not, that's just absolutely insane. So let's see, these guys are from Stony Plain in Alberta. They have been touring out west over the last 3 years, and they are on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. Not seeing an official web page, I don't think. Well, there it is, www.deathtollrising.net, on Twitter, Death Toll Rising. And yeah, this album came out just a couple of days ago, October 22nd. It's a self-release, and their distribution hasn't been announced yet, so I'm not sure who all will be carrying this. But good luck with your album, guys. As a whole, I've only listened to most of it, but yeah, I think I will definitely be giving it a whole listen overall, and maybe playing some more tracks down the line at a future date. So we're about 30 minutes in the show now, give or take. Well, 25. Darn close. I got a couple more tracks for you yet today, and not so much more on the news, but trying to get this show recorded a little bit early, all set to go and whatnot, because Halloween is coming up, and the rest of the week's going to be pretty busy for me, so I may not get a chance to get together other than today. So yeah, let's have some more music.
Yeah!
So that was Sanctuary, and this song comes from their new album, Something Fierce. The track I played was Heat Lightning, which is the second track on the album. These guys are traditionally from the way far northern parts of Canada, way up in the Yukon. So way further north than anywhere in Ontario goes. I have not been to the Yukon Territory. It's one of the few places in Canada that I have not been to yet at some point in time. The last few years, apparently, though, these guys have been hanging out in Halifax, playing lots of summer festivals and lots of East Coast shows. They have some videos up on YouTube where you can check them out. They even do a cover of Metallica's Whiplash. For those of you who are very into metal and have followed metal for years, you might hear some of the 80s metal influence on this band's music. I quite enjoyed this group and thought the vocalist reminded me quite a bit of Ozzy Osbourne in this song. So that's probably part of why I liked this group. So their album came out back in July through Spread the Metal Records. And if you find Spread the Metal Records up on SoundCloud, you can check out more of this group's stuff. And if I find a link to a website or Twitter, I will definitely be posting that in the show notes. So I think I have one more track for you. Let me go check and see. And if I do, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the greatest headbanging heavy metal tunes on Insomnia Radio with Trainwreck Architect!
So I have one last track for you today. This band is called Until Dawn. They've got a couple of free download tracks out there from their debut album, Horizon. You can grab them. Probably put links in the show notes to make it easier for you to grab them. Track number one, Roamers and Lurkers, and track number five, This Fallen Fortress, which is the track I'm going to play. These guys have stuff available on iTunes, Bandcamp, and at untildawn.ca, their website. They've also got stuff up on YouTube, videos and the like. Untildawn.ca if you want to check out their main page. They're also on Facebook. But I'm glad to see that these guys have more than just a Facebook page. And hopefully you guys will enjoy this last track and wrap up show 26. And we'll be back shortly in a few weeks with show 27, probably early November. And when we have that show, we will be playing a brand new track from Persist's brand new album that will be coming out in December. Played a little promo earlier in the show for them with they're looking for some donations to help get this album out there. So donate, get a little something from the band for donating, including a digital download of the new album when it's released. And I will absolutely let you guys know when that's happening because I'm in touch with Casey all the time. And can't wait to have that whole album. It's going to be fantastic. I don't even need to hear it to know it. So thanks for tuning in to show 26. Enjoy this last track, and we'll catch you in a few weeks on show 27.
No! This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.